It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I am loving the new trend of what's called athleisure. Because I work in radio and I do podcasts, I literally only wear athletic clothes. Now, I think athleisure is maybe a little bit fancier than athletic clothes, but either way, it's a great, great step in the right direction as in terms of comfort and style coming together. And we have got the wonderful Lauren Parker. She's been the editor-in-chief of Accessories Magazine, a trade magazine for the women's fashion accessories industry for the past 18 years. She's been in fashion and accessories publishing for 30 years. Lauren is also the brand manager of accessories for parent company UBM Fashion, overseeing trade shows, accessories, a show, WWD Magic, Fame, and Pool Trade Show. You are a busy gal. Hey, Lauren.
Very busy. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Good. I feel like I should be wearing sweatpants for this interview. I'm actually in a suit. So I'm
wow.
I'm not towing the line today on athleisure.
Okay. Well, see, well, trust me, I am. And if you go in my closet, I literally, like, all I have is athleisure, so I'm in trouble if I have to, like, go somewhere fancy and not wear athleisure. But let's talk about this great trend.
You know, it used to be, it's funny, when I used to go to drop off at the school, the moms that would be in their yoga clothes were going off to yoga class. You know, that you could tell, yes, who were the working moms and who weren't. And then I remember more recently I said to a mom, oh, you're going to yoga or spin? And she's like, no, this is just how I dress. And then, you know, certainly that's a real life example. And then certainly through my industry, you just started seeing this whole huge trend of people, you know, taking it out of the spin class, not just wearing their Lululemon for yoga, but really wearing it for the rest of the day. And then people in the industry, you know, designers started thinking, well, why should we turn over this multi-billion dollar industry to, you know, the athletic companies? We're going to start tapping into this trend with our own brands, you know, and do it in our own way. And then it just absolutely exploded. And like I said, I'm in a suit today because I have some other things to do, but, you know, 90% of my office is dressed very casually. So it's really moved into, you can wear it to the office, you could wear it to the gym, and you could wear it on the weekends, and you can really take your own style and run with it.
Yeah, I really love it. I have to say, now when I wear jeans, they always mm-hmm. feel like it's just weird. They're too stiff. It's too much.
Exactly.
Not too comfortable.
Exactly. And what's happening now, I was in Zara yesterday, and you're starting to see, you know, so now people are so comfortable wearing their yoga clothes and they want to step it up. And now you're seeing stores like Zara take that racing stripe, you know, taking the style and taking the sweatpants and putting pearls on it and putting crystals on it and putting patches on it and blinging it up a little bit and embellishing it. So it's obviously, you could tell the person wearing that outfit is not going to the gym, but it's definitely taking that influence and, you know, making it fashionable.
You know, you talk about some of the fashion changes, but one thing mm-hmm. I noticed was, like, from a man's side is, you know, years ago, I quit wearing a watch. Our cell phones mm-hmm. have the clock, obviously. And yet, yeah. I think with some of the trends back to this with athletics, you're seeing the new Apple Watch and some of the others out there. You mm-hmm. start seeing, I saw someone post on Facebook even, as they just got theirs, and now they're wearing it. They brought the watch back because it tracked all their steps and some of their heart rate and all this other stuff. And I just thought that was the coolest thing. But you're seeing it change, yeah, the clothing people are wearing and the accessories they're wearing, and to me the watch
definitely
is coming back because of it.
Well, the whole thing with Fitbit and activity trackers, and what's interesting is, you know, people started wearing their very basic rubber Fitbit and, you know, the Apple Watch, and now you have people in the accessories industry coming up with new bands that you know new accessories that you can put onto these fitness accessories. So it's taking these very functional fitness items and then putting a fashion spin on it. So again, you don't just look like you're wearing it to the gym. It's something that coordinates with, you know, the rest of your jewelry. And, you know, jewelry can be tricky with athleisure. That's something that is definitely affecting the jewelry industry, because if you're wearing your yoga clothes on the weekend and your cool sneakers, then, you know, we can talk about sneakers, but you're not going to wear those big dangly earrings or that big statement necklace anymore. So it's really helped, I think, push this trend for these, you know, little stud earrings that go up the side, the earring crawlers, the front back earring. You know, you still want to wear something that's stylish and trendy, but it's not going to jingle. It's not going to be in the way if you're actually going to, go to a spin class. You know, people are still wearing their little diamond studs, so they still look nice when they're at their Soul Cycle class for $35 a class. You know, it's definitely attracting that wealthier clientele. So she still wants to look good while she's spinning and sweating.
What I like is big picture. You hear, because of this, I mean, more and more people, this means, are working out and taking better mm-hmm. care of themselves. And I think that right. that is the biggest news I hear out of this.
And I think that's great. And, you know, in our industry, in the accessories industry, it spawned this whole trend for these bags, like a tote bag that you could bring it to work, you know, put your computer in it, but then you can do your workout at lunch. So some of these bags have, they come with special pouches where it's like a wet pouch where you could put your sweaty gym clothes in it. Some of these bags even have like a zipper part on the bottom where you could put in a pair of sneakers. And again, you can still take this bag to a meeting. No one's going to know. You know, it's almost like the diaper bags got kind of trendy. So working moms, nobody knew that they were carting around all these things. And that's happening with athleisure. And again, this started coming from the athletic side. But then the handbag people said, wait a second. You know, people aren't buying our bags. They're buying these quilted, you know, gym bags. So we're going to start making those. And then you have companies like, you know, Sol and Celine, and there's another one called Cara. And if you go to Equinox, you know, now the gyms have these really trendy boutiques where they're selling, you know, really funky clothes to work out in, but also stuff to wear after the gym. And what's interesting about a place like Equinox, I've done a story on this, a lot of them in New York City, they put the boutique in the front, so it's actually like a storefront. So some people come off the street and shop in Equinox, but they're not even, they might not even be gym members, you know, so it's not inside the gym downstairs. It's actually a separate boutique. And I think these gyms are getting smart and realizing it's more of a lifestyle thing where people want to just have these items. And athleisure really it overlaps with the travel category, too. It's not just wearing it to the gym. You know, think about what you wear when you hop a plane to fly to California. You want to wear your comfortable yoga clothes. You want to have a bag with all these pockets and pouches and keep everything organized. So it kind of, you know, there's a big crossover, and some websites, MZ Wallace, they do the quilted bag, the nylon bag. They actually have a double, you know, they have a tab for fitness and they have a tab for travel. And there's a lot of overlap.
You brought up one in that area because, you know, I just traveled and you wind up walking mm-hmm. forever across the airport. Talk about the changes in the sneaker category, because for a while sneakers were kind of fading.
Right. So sneakers are huge. I mean, they are the biggest thing. You know, I work in fashion. We run trade shows. People used to actually come to trade shows in heels because even though you walk aisles and miles and whatever, people still wanted to look nice. And now everyone wears sneakers because they're the coolest things, but they're cool sneakers. You know, they're like the spun Michael Kors sneakers with fur, or it's something, you know, Bodkir, which is a handbag line, just came out with shoes, and they have this zipper that goes around that, you know, they're the flat slip-on sneakers. So, and they're platform, so they're a little thicker. And then the other trend is these white, you know, the Adidas Stan Smith. So you see everyone at fashion show front row wearing white sneakers, and then that spawned this kind of new area of people embellishing their white sneakers. So there's a company called Trend Bar where you can buy, you know, velvet laces, you can buy stick-on pearls for your sneakers, so you can take these items and make them your own. It's this whole DIY personalization, and it's so much fun, and it's so comfortable. Great.
The industries are all changing, but it's a, like I said, it's a great sign to see us as a society changing. Not mm-hmm. just to be comfortable, but to be able to work out more and just lead a little bit healthier life and look good doing it.
Exactly. No, it's great. And it's really kept the fashion industry alive because it's created this whole new, started as a trend and now it's just a lifestyle. You know, it's really here to stay and it will just evolve. You know, there's a lot of the retro, you know, with the three Adidas stripe, you know, the track pants, the old juicy velour tracksuit is actually back.
Oh, cool.
So it's, you know, it's all trendy again, looking, you know, going in all sorts of directions.
Well, I appreciate the input and reporting on it. I'm going to invite our listeners to visit accessoriesmagazine.com to learn more. Lauren, we want to thank you for joining us today. I'm David Pollack, your personal beauty guru, with my co-host Lisa Davis, your health expert. I want to thank you for joining us. And if you haven't subscribed yet, go to justaskdavid.com/iTunes and subscribe today. Thank you again.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.